Watching in my bed. Motherfucker.
I don't know why you gotta do it in front of the kid with the ethic. All you gotta do is say earmuffs, you know? Earmuffs. They can say fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want. Cock, balls. Okay, I'm just proving a point. You have to celebrate it, Frank.
This podcast contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. So, if you're easily offended or you're under the age of 21, we may suggest you get your podcast elsewhere.
Fuck off of our podcast!
Hi, I'm JJ.
And I'm David.
From Mars News Podcast, you're listening to...
Legend in My Spare Time.
Yeah, it's your boy, the Rock, and your brother, Mike. Bunch of legends, but in a spare time. One time
for
your mind.
Oh, thank you.
I'm
totally
on guard.
Legend in My Spare Time Podcast.
So you wanna be a boxer in the golden ring? Can you punch like a southbound freight train? Just one thing. Can you move in a word like a hummingbird's wing if you need to?
Ooh, that's fast.
Can you bob, can you weave, can you fake and see when you need.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Legend in My Spare Time. My name is Matt MF and Lees. And my partner, as always, partner in crime, the man wearing the St. Patty's hat today. A little late on that, but...
Oh, St. Patty's Day every day, motherfucker.
Fair enough. The Reverend right. Damn Davies in the Matt Cave. Once again, right. Welcome.
The real thing.
The real. It's the real thing.
That's right.
So this intro song's for you, Reverend. What do you think of that?
I think that's all right.
From motherfucking Bugsy Malone and shit.
Bugsy Malone, Jody, you know, Foster.
That's right. Because, you know, you're talking about how you want to scrap and go get in the ring a little bit.
I think it'll be fun.
So the song's dedicated to you.
It'll be fun to beat up a ninja.
Fair enough. I think that could be a great night. Mm-hmm. Now, now you brought somebody with you this week.
I did too.
You said, "Hey, motherfucker, it's my turn to bring somebody."
That's right. I brought the assassin, Matty Thumbs.
Matty Thumbs, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the Matt Cave. Good. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us when you probably know nothing about me at all or what this is that we do.
No.
That makes you a cool cat in my books. You're like, that's fuck right. It, I'm in. It's a what? Okay, I'm in. Let's go. So
let's,
yeah, it's
it.
it's interesting to have a new person here. So, you know, the usual drill around here is you say and do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
We might play some random games and shit. We usually games usually don't go very well. Speaking of that, we did get an email that said, "For am I an asshole?"
Yes.
It said, "I listen to your podcast every week. Am I an asshole?"
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You are a fucking asshole for
what
listening.
The hell? That's right. That's right. Now, so for any listeners that's were listening last week, they'll know that I played a show this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
At the motherfucking boathouse.
The boathouse, yeah, home base.
I've said motherfucking five times now. And we're not even five
motherfucking
minutes in.
Motherfucking.
There you go. Yeah. There is a disclaimer, so if anybody's offended,
fuck off.
It's your own it's your own fault at this point. Don't fucking get dramatic. Don't throw a hissy fit about it or anything.
Yeah, don't
you know.
Don't break up with your wife or your husband.
Or your band.
Or your band.
You know, Jeff, that just fucking offends me. I don't want to be associated with that at all.
Does that offend you, man?
You're off the podcast.
Does that offend
you're
you?
You're out of the, you're off
fuck
the team.
Off.
And fair enough. So, Matty Thumbs, what's up? How long have you known the greasy bastard?
It's been a while. I don't know.
Very long time.
Longer than I haven't known you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well... Very long, yeah.
Meaning you met when you were young,
years.
Right, right.
When we were kids, yeah.
I was confused.
When we were kids,
something?
Yeah. Yeah, Matt liked cats. So immediately I was a little unsure of Matt.
Fair enough.
Dogs, too. I like dogs.
Well, that was your redeeming quality.
Yeah. Fair enough. So you guys have been boys for pretty much ever.
For quite some time,
I'm sure you've raised some hell together.
Maybe. I don't know. We got chased a few times.
Yeah.
What else? Did a lot of mushrooms together.
Sounds like you guys had a hoot. Sounds like a real hoot.
Yeah, well, that's how you got the name Matty Thumbs, right?
Yep. Yeah, now that's interesting, because I assume, sir, your name is not Matty Thumbs on your driver's license. You don't have to tell us what it is, but I assume it's not Matty Thumbs. It's a nickname, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how did you earn?
You got to let Matt in on.
Yeah, yeah. I'd let the listeners in. Let the people at home know why you are Matty Thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Like, do I have to tell the exact story, or can I just say it was...
You can abbreviate it, basically.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me what he was wearing or anything.
I can just say Jug Debt.
Drug debt. Okay, sure. All right, fair enough. So somebody didn't pay for their drugs, and you threatened to cut their thumbs off.
Basically, just gonna cut. Break them. Yeah. You're gonna
break the thumbs.
Immobilize
okay,
the thumbs.
Yeah, I went fucking Dexter on it. I was like, you were gonna cut their thumbs off.
Yeah, yeah, that was another mushroom filled evening, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was good.
So since that day. So since that day, he earned the name Matty Thumbs.
He was Matty Thumbs ever since. That's
fair
right.
enough. So
you don't want to owe the thumbs any money.
Fair enough, because he will break, not cut off, break your thumbs.
Yeah, we've gone into convenience stores and people have left because they seen them.
Wow.
They were worried, yeah. Intimidating motherfucker, that's for sure.
See, and I don't see intimidating, but maybe it's because you showed up with a man of the cloth.
I am too.
Oh, yeah, he's an ordained. Yeah. He's ordained with
So you're
me.
A reverend too?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have started with that. The Reverend Matty Thumbs.
The Reverend Matt Thumbs. I forgot all about
that. That's crazy. You guys are both fucking ministers. That's so fucked up, man.
We'll get you ordained too, sir.
That'd be hilarious. Could you imagine people listen to me and then I'm like, oh, I'm an ordained minister.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, just because I say things like, fuck you, you fat fucking bitch, doesn't mean I can't be a minister.
There's only two rules, isn't there?
You can't fuck little people.
Well, no, I think that's just a universal
that's
rule.
Just one of the sermon rules.
It's what religion.
Yeah.
Well, you can't perform circumcisions.
No,
you
can't do that.
We're not moils.
What's a moil? Somebody
moil's the guy that cuts off dick.
Only the tip of the dick, though, right?
Yeah. Well, how much is the tip. Is enough?
That's what I used to tell the girls in high school. Just the tip.
Just the tip, and if you like it, I'll give you the rest.
Oh, wow.
That's why I told my wife the other night. I said, hey, honey, I'm going to give you a tip. And then she kind of looked at me, and I said, and if you like it, I'm going to give you the rest, honey.
Oh, dude, don't you think you're beyond having to trick your wife into having sex with you?
Oh, it's just so much fun. I told you before, I can't shit talk. I'm not a dirty talker.
That's fair. I could text you some dirty things next time you guys are getting freaky.
What? No matter what I say, it's going to come. I'll laugh or I'll giggle.
That's fair. Yeah, he's a
giggle.
And
then she'll laugh and she'll giggle and that's...
You never want pre-sex. No. You never want your girlfriend / wife, your girlfriend or your wife in your case. Just kidding. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
You never want them to start to giggle once your pants are off.
Well, not until you're in them.
Right.
I don't care if they laugh then.
Right, because then you're just like, hold on. Letterman's on, bitch.
Now who's laughing?
Yeah,
I'm going out of your hair.
I'm going to watch Letterman.
Speaking of my wife.
Oh, shit.
She had some constructive criticism for us this week. She said that we say, fair enough, way too often.
Fair enough.
So she
does she want to fucking run the show now?
Maybe. I don't know. She's thinking about joining Tara as the...
Look, just because your balls are in her purse doesn't mean the podcast balls are going to be in her purse. I'm just kidding, Miss Davies. I love you. No, that's cool. Sorry, you said what else was it? We say fair enough too much.
Fair enough too much. That was the number one criticism.
You know what? I like her.
I'm gonna consciously try not to say.
And how many times has she listened, do you think?
I have no idea.
Even
how much she listens.
Listen, even let's be honest.
It's been enough to know you say fair enough to me.
That's fair, but the way I'm looking at it is if she's listening to even an hour of this bullshit and her only problem is that we say fair enough too much, I think we're doing all right.
I'm safe.
Cock balls.
Cock and balls.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Pass me a pint, would you there, Mr. Lee?
I will, indeed. We're getting pinted, boys, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. Sure, Matt? You can handle one, eh?
No.
One?
Matt's not drinking tonight, folks. He's got to go to work. He's not drinking. He's got to do a wedding later. Like, I know. What are you looking at, man? You have been drinking?
I'm Matty Thumbs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that other rule, but I can't remember.
The other rule, let people believe what they want to believe.
Yes.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah, it's pretty non-denominational.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I don't think we should get into religion.
Pretty simple. Don't cut little kids' peckers off and let people believe what they want to.
I think Amen. It's any pecker.
Any.
Any pecker, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
I don't think we should get onto religion because then I say things like, yeah, a fictional character in the sky created us. Mm-hmm. And then I start offending people because religious people are very specific on how they feel about
it. You wouldn't offend somebody.
Yeah, you know, just because I don't believe shit doesn't mean that I should go around. I find that religion and politics are things that people take very, very seriously, and I don't know enough about either subject to go on those subjects.
Well, I'll say this, too. Liberals are pansies.
Fair enough. I don't really know what that means, to be honest with you.
Well, in Canada, the Liberal Party can fuck off.
Fair enough.
I don't even know who's in or who's who. Or...
Dalton McGuinty is Ontario. And right now, I believe our prime minister is still the one and the only robot, Steve Harper.
He seems all right.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I like the conservatives because they do what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get in their way after they said it and you voted them in, you can fuck off. Yep. Mike Harris pulled his game out twice. Wait, he got voted in twice, did he not? Yeah, I think he... Or no, maybe just once. He took care of business. He cut...
That was when I was in high school and he was doing a lot of cuts to the schools and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the hospitals.
And the teachers were pissed.
Yeah, because they had to be fucking accountable.
Yeah.
I got issues with teachers. Have you ever sat down and tried to talk to a teacher? Like, since you've been out of high school?
I used to drink with them while I was in high school.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Just kidding.
Did they talk to you as a normal person to you? No, they don't. They don't know how to talk to people. It's like once they become... Because they've spent their whole fucking life in school.
Right. So they don't know how to be socialites.
No, they're...
Normal.
They think that they have some sort of like a social... that there's a hierarchy. And because they're teachers, they're... You know, we're expected to respect them.
Right.
They can fuck off.
Amen. Yeah, I don't like the whole deal how you have to ask them if you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, or putting your hand up.
Like, fuck, I'm a grown-ass person. I'm not fucking going to ask you if I can go take a piss or not.
That's right. I don't call anyone mister either.
Yeah. See, I only call, you know, elderly folks mister.
Yeah. I said sir.
Sir. Yo, can I take a piss?
Sir. Basically. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah. It
calmed him down. Like
when you say sir?
Yeah. You.
You were in high school.
Yeah. I got away with a lot more. Just
yeah, but
saying, sir.
By speaking,
I will tell you. Yeah. I used to get
speaking politely. Yeah,
yeah.
I used to get Matt kicked out of classes.
Of course, you did.
Yeah, that was fun. I would do something, and then when the teacher looked at me, I would silently, but I would just point to him.
Oh, you rat bastard!
I would shake my head, and I would just point to him.
You'd sell him down the river, eh?
Oh, I sold him right out of
the
class.
You're a bastard, man. That's not nice at all. How does this make you feel, Matty Thumbs?
Sorry, I
don't think it hurt.
So yeah. Where would you go? Just go sit in the hall home. Like you're being fucking yelled at?
Go home.
Oh, you would just go home. That's not as bad then, Reverend. Nicely done.
Yeah, see, I was doing him a favor.
Reverend number one, I meant there, because it's going to get confusing now.
Well, he's Matty Thumbs. Right?
Fair enough. But I love that you guys are actually allowed to be called Reverend, though. It's not just a clever name.
I put it on all my legal documentation.
Do you really? You should get it on your driver's license, the Reverend.
I don't know if you can. I haven't seen a spot
you can get,
to put like a title.
I'm sure they get MD on their fucking driver's license.
I don't
you think
so. I don't think
maybe.
There's anything like that.
No?
No.
Maybe not. The fuck do I know?
But we'll get you signed up, though.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be awesome. Speaking of fucking politics as we were, you guys remember quite a few years back, there was one of these leaders was soaked in chocolate milk at a speaking event. Do you remember
that? Who was that?
You don't remember? I don't remember which... I feel terrible that I don't know enough about it to know which person it was. It was around the time of Mike Harris, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe it was Mikey
How much
Boy.
Chocolate milk?
It was like one of the big, like...
Big?
No, the actual cartons. Like the bigger version of a milk carton.
Okay.
Chocolate milk. And I remember seeing in the paper that he was just doused in it. Well, I fucking knew the kid who did it because I went to high school with him. I used to sit with him in English.
Bullshit.
And I still see him around and he's fucked up, man. He's always getting into shit. And last time I saw him, he was at the Olympic torch lighting down here.
Tripping. Oh.
He was at the front of the line with the, no, Olympics on stolen native land.
Fuck these protesters.
So, I know, but this dude has been protesting since I went to school with him. And I remember at one point he ran for some kind of a local office type thing.
Yeah.
And I saw him on CKCO News for a debate. Fucking Fruit Loop, dude. This guy's crazy.
Just out to lunch?
Out to lunch.
So how did he do in the debate? Did he get slaughtered?
I just remember being embarrassed for him. Man.
Did he just kind of get made fun of?
It wasn't even that. I just think they just kind of started moving away from his points. You know what I mean?
Rather than
be like, you're stupid. They were just like, oh, yeah. And so what did... They would just move on.
Have you ever tried to argue with someone that's dumb? And I mean
every Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
You know, anyone who's dirt dumb...
speaking of that,
you'll
that
never
went,
win.
That went right over your head.
Get
I know. I'm kind of condensed
today. How long it takes him?
Yeah, like, well, next time we'll both just stare at him.
Two.
One.
Got it.
Two. Get there.
Come on, Jeff.
You're like
catch
my.
Up.
You're
catch
like
up.
You're like my own Joey Tribbiani, man. You're like having.
I'm not
my
really
very
dumb.
Joey.
I'm just kind of slow.
Yeah, that's not what they told you in school. You're not dumb, Jeff.
No, they called me special.
You just think differently to other people.
No one's called me a retard.
Now put on your bib and get on the bus.
In my helmet.
Put on your helmet and get on the bus, Jeff.
Oh. That's it.
But not now, because now you're a fucking reverend. So now people...
Hockey goalie?
Yeah. A lot of foam in that. Actually, I had the gel.
Yeah.
Keep you from biting people.
No, that's the mouth guard.
Yeah, you're... I did it.
But no one calls me a retard.
That's fair. Well, it's probably because you'd punch him in the mouth.
No, it's because you don't call a retard a retard,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Yeah, they're not sure. They're not sure how close to home it is, so they don't call you it. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get away with calling him a retard, because I think he might. I think he's retarded.
Snap.
Yeah.
They start foaming at the
Yeah.
We went to, me and Matt both went to a high school, the only high school in Oxford County that housed all the challenged children.
Ah, so you guys got all of them.
There was all of them. There, and to be honest,
it wasn't that many.
There's probably 50 at least, maybe even more.
Of all the special ed classes in all the schools in Canada.
Those little fuckers love WWF, man.
I know they do.
Holy shit. There would be improv, like, yeah. Hogan was king. Hogan was king at our school, man. I don't even know if he was wrestling then. I remember walking by the cafeteria and seeing the one kid that always wore a suit and tie to school every single day, loosening his tie and doing the Hogan. He was freaking out. And if you've never seen a Down syndrome child do the Hulk Hogan, it's money in the bank.
I have something to admit that I used to spend some lunches in grade 9 with the special ed class playing WrestleMania.
Sure, why not?
Those dudes are a lot of fun, man.
They appreciate... You know what? When you find someone who appreciates it as much as you do...
That's right. So I fit right in, dude. You know, the one big guy would pick me up on his shoulders and spin me around and shit.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great time.
Those kids are crazy strong,
yeah,
too.
Retard strength, right?
Yeah. I had one. He was the... he helped out with the football team. And he was my little buddy. Russell Gerber. Russ. Oh, you're going to have to edit the name if you don't want.
2507, well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, he tore the sleeve off my shirt because I used to, you know, elbow him a little bit. And, hey, Ross, how you doing? Rah, rah, rah. And he'd be like, yeah, Davies, whatever. And I took the tape. He was like the bottle boy. You know, he was the water boy. He was literally the water boy.
Water sucks.
And I think I had a bottle of water, and I put it on the top part of the locker. Which he couldn't reach. as he was trying to climb me to get it, and he tore the sleeve right off of my shirt, man. Without even trying. Like, he wasn't even thinking twice about it.
Wow. I thought you meant he just got angry at you one day and was just like, ugh!
Oh, no.
Just ripped your sleeve off. No. Fuck you, Davies.
No, they were great.
Oh, I'm being offensive now, aren't I? What else is new, motherfuckers?
Oh, I got an idea.
Okay.
I got an idea for you and me, actually. And whoever else wants to join.
You better not involve lube.
No. It's, I don't know. I want to do like a little YouTube show.
Okay.
And see, I don't know if you noticed, but I got the little chin strap beard. Face pubes are coming in nice and thick.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, the Mennonite beard, I call it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, this is my idea for the webisodes.
Okay.
And I would be the Menno Knight. Right, Knight, Menno Knight.
See what he did there.
And you could be, because you look it, you got the right complexion, you could be the Amish assassin. And I think that on this little sitcom, we would go and solve crimes. Yeah, my weapon would be like a hammer.
What would mine be?
Something maybe wood.
Pitchforks are good.
Pitchforks. And we'll just run around beating people up?
Yeah. Oh,
you'd be killing them.
Well, we'd solve crimes. We'd solve crimes and have adventures, basically.
I'm down, but who's going to write it?
I'll write it.
You're going to write the scripts?
Sure. We'll improv half of it.
Who's going to be the other actors?
Well, the homes. We got... Oh, everyone wants to be in a webisode.
All right. I mean, I got to be honest. I think Tara's dad will be down.
Yeah?
Because he wants to start doing his own webisodes of like news related shit.
Okay, see?
So we could get something going where we could have our own little YouTube channel just like everybody else. And we could just throw up videos.
The Menno Knight and the Amish Assassin.
That's right. All brought to you by Spare Time Legends.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, something.
I'm down.
That's an idea.
The Amish Assassin.
Ho!
That's it.
No electricity!
I don't know why I made them Asian. I always make them Asian. Every time I have a voice of any kind, it turns Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a racist bastard. So we did have a little bit of a mishap this week related to our podcast, didn't we, Reverend?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It didn't affect you or I, but it affected somebody that was recently involved in our show.
Oh, a recent guest, yeah.
Yeah.
Browntown.
No, not Browntown.
I know.
Shorter. Less shorter and whiter.
Soon to get his ass kicked?
Yes. Ah. Soon. Your opponent for an upcoming fight to the death, as it were.
It's a death match.
So, rather than talk about what happened to Mr. Van Boss, I think we should just do the right thing and we should call him.
I think so. He's the Dutch ninja, by the way.
We should interview him.
Dutch ninja?
He's a Dutch ninja, so I don't know if that's an oxymoron or not. But
he's a moron, though.
Hard to be sneaky with big wind shoes.
Exactly.
Or with a bright orange soccer jersey on. Come on,
I think that was good enough. You got to say that again.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, is this Van Boss?
This is Mr. Van Boss.
The fuck are you doing, asshole?
Actually, you know what? Right now, I'm hanging out with an eagle.
With who?
An eagle.
An eagle?
Like the bird. Yeah, like the bird.
What?
Like you're hanging out with a bird, an eagle?
Yeah.
Like a Native American?
Or like the bird?
How high up?
It's a bird.
How high up are you guys right
how
now?
How high are you?
Yeah.
A little high.
Now, Tim, I must let you know that you're on the podcast right now.
I know.
So you may want to watch your mouth.
Maybe you just want to watch your mouth.
I don't know. Listen, I don't have to watch my mouth, motherfucker. It's my name on the fucking poster. I ain't getting told for shit.
Yeah.
We were just curious as to if you have anything to update our listeners with as to recent Legend in My Spare Time related scenarios.
Things to update your listeners with.
Yeah, basically, I think the Reverend Dan Davies and Matt Lee's ruined your life a little bit.
Oh, that little thing. Yeah, you guys are dicks, and you kind of fucked me over.
Well, wait, hold on, though. Let me just say
why? Because you're going to get your ass kicked?
Like, we fucked you over in no way, sir. There's a disclaimer, and you're a grown-ass man. Now, aside from that, we caused some trouble for you.
Well, you know, it wasn't really as much you guys as it was the program and the people that I hang around with. So, to all of you listeners that are out there, and God knows why you actually listen, I still don't know why I listen, but you have family and friends that don't listen to this show. And they don't listen to this show for good reasons. If you put the thing on your Facebook saying, hey, everybody, I like this show and you should too, there's going to be some of those idiot friends of yours that listen to it and then hold what's the content of that show against you. And long story short to all you guys out there, my little appearance 2 weeks ago on the show may have instigated some fights within my bandmates, and now I am no longer the bassist for the band.
You just named the band. Wasn't that the only rule?
Yeah, but I don't care if I do it.
Well, I got to cut it out, though, because I can't leave it in. We have been drinking.
Sure, you're not the one that's high?
Listen, I have been drinking, that's for sure.
Good for you.
And so, anyway.
Listen. Because you're probably still friends with them. I think Pride might be coming up in Toronto soon. So, if you're easily offended, go get naked with a bunch of gays.
You okay there, Timmy?
I'm okay. I just don't really know what to say to that other than he better be driving because part of the parade, isn't he?
Oh, the Reverend has no part of the parade. The Reverend is not part of the... I don't think he was saying that you should go to the parade.
No. I don't know. If he keeps that liberal mentality where you just can't offend anybody...
He should go to the parade.
I
never said you can't offend anybody. I'm just saying people got offended.
But do you think they're justified in getting offended over something that was essentially an internet show that went out to minimal people?
Dude, I used to work with people that got offended by yogurt. Just hate yogurt.
Yeah,
people can hate on anything. It doesn't matter.
Listen, we're all offended that you slept with Bullet Bell.
Still willing to come back again, right?
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. And Matty Thumbs here just mentioned that you're the guy who wrote the letter.
Yeah, that was a good letter.
He says it was a good letter.
You heard it, eh?
So I have to assume then that these this family of yours didn't listen to the episode where we read your email.
No, not at all. That was actually, they listened to the first 20 minutes of the episode where I was on air with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And shut it off. I got a couple texts that said, we can't stand listening. Do you make an ass of yourself anymore, Tim? Et cetera, et cetera. Well-wishing, backhanded compliments. You know how it goes with family. And, yeah.
Are they Mormon?
One to another, and yeah, I'm no longer part of that little musical organization.
Wow. They only got through 20 minutes, too, eh? Because, I mean, really, if they would have heard the email that you wrote us, they would realize, sir, that you are the one who's offensive.
It's not like they didn't know. You're in a band, you're with your boys, something crazy like that happens, you tell them first.
Now,
yeah.
You don't talk to your band the way you talk to your boys right here on Legend in My Spare Time?
I do, but I guess they think it's different when I'm talking to a mic and there's actually people listening.
Do you wear your Sunday best when you talk to them? Polish your shoes.
He says, do you wear your Sunday best when you hang out with them?
Church.
Because isn't it hard to you know, like, censor yourself like that?
I can't hear what
he says. He says, isn't it hard to censor yourself like that?
Is it hard to censor myself?
Yes.
I usually don't think I'm actually censoring myself as much as I am just making sure that people that need to understand what I'm saying understand it.
That's
everybody
fair.
Else can suck it in.
I think really all I'm really trying to get at is the fact that you wrote us that email, so clearly your mind works the same way ours does. Your
yeah,
band didn't
I thought it was funny.
Your band didn't already know that you were fucked up.
And filthy.
And filthy.
Well, you know, I have a bass player. So for everybody who's been in a band and knows the bass player, we usually don't talk that much aside from what we need to actually say. Everything else gets said through the fundamental. So you stand off, you're quiet in the corner, and you may not actually sing any backup vocals very often. So we are that unsung soldier of the army, right?
That's
they
fair.
You may not have actually paid that much attention to the fact that I'm a filthy, dirty Dutch bastard.
Which you really are. Speaking of being a filthy, dirty Dutch bastard, we're gonna release you here to go back and hang out with your friends.
That's cool.
Yeah. One last thing for you guys.
Alright, are you really talking to hanging out with an eagle right now?
No, I'm hanging out with a guy named Mark Siegel. So,
do I have to take his name out now, motherfucker?
I don't think so. Hey, Mark, you want your name on the podcast? Give a fuck?
Oh, motherfucker.
Is he easily offended?
Look at him and compare her lips on her vajayjay to the face of Saruman and tell me if he's offended.
I think he's actually seen that scene in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, like frame for frame, exploded down.
Fair enough.
I don't think he's got too much to worry about.
All right. All right, listen. I'm done with you now, okay?
Good. Fuck you guys.
You're like the used condom. I'm going to flush you down the toilet.
We rode you hard. Now we're putting you away wet.
Yeah.
Likewise, guys. Take care.
All right. See you later, fuckface.
You got to turn the speaker up on your phone, dude.
Speaker's maxed. Usually it's nice and loud. He was talking quiet.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's him.
Maybe he's an
It
asshole.
Must be him. He's Dutch.
It's true. He's fucking. That was fucking boring.
Yeah, he's very, very PG. He wasn't when he was sitting in the thumb spot.
No, he wasn't at all. But I guess now that he got spanked, he's ashamed of himself.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Thumbs? On okay.
I didn't hear anything.
No. But what are your okay? Basically, dude got kicked out of his band because of shit that he said on our show. They were offended at what he said
about them.
About no, not about them at all.
No, nothing about them. I think his views on the Bullet Belt. You've met Bullet Belt.
Yeah.
Tell us your views on Bullet Belt.
Yeah, let's go there. Bullet Belt.
I can't say anything bad about her.
Oh, come on. Well, just give us a description.
Because you're afraid that she'll kill you or what?
No.
Are you an associate of Bullet Belt?
An associate?
Yeah.
God, no.
Okay.
Are you doing business with Bullet Belt?
Because if so, you can get the fuck out. You can wait in the elevator for this guy. Oh. I'm just kidding.
We'll have to pull the Lysol out and the bug bombs.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to spray that chair
if you're
down.
You're hanging out with Bullet Belt.
Yeah.
They're bigger than this.
So, all right. So, do you think this band is justified in being so insulted that they booted him out?
Well, I don't know what to say, but I'm assuming no.
Well, you heard the email, right?
Oh,
more of the same, basically. He talked the same way and described things the same. And I think they really only offended.
That was a great email.
He opened by saying the band's name was their problem with it.
Yeah, but I think maybe they just wanted more of a plug.
Maybe. But that's not why he was here.
No.
You know what I mean?
We're not about plugging you, motherfucker. Anybody.
about the content, based on the content alone and the offensive nature of it, I tried to move away from the band immediately, if you go back and listen. Because...
Why, are they must be Christian rock, eh?
I have no idea.
I was thinking that.
I'm not sure.
Maybe Punjabi by nature, not because I hate you.
Now, just to clarify,
he's not Punjabi,
we're not making fun of anyone right now.
Oh, sorry.
We're not attacking anyone right now. We're just speaking hypothetically as if it's like a skit on Saturday Night
Live.
Oh,
does it sound like I'm attacking someone?
No, I don't know.
Now I'm self-conscious.
I'm just attempting to be very Van Boss about my tone and be very politically correct. No, we are not intending to offend anybody.
This is how it is, guys. Except for the Dutch.
Well,
Austin Powers' father can't stand the Dutch.
And soon it's World Cup time, so everybody who ain't English can fuck themselves. Except for Canada, because they didn't make it anyway.
Oh,
so
we're not
cool.
English.
Well, that's fair. But Wales aren't in the World Cup either, buddy.
No.
Never.
Fuck.
Never.
Well, we gotta step up our game.
Dude.
What's your background, Thumbs? French, right?
No French at all.
Why did you assume that?
Look
at him.
No one really likes...
The French?
No, it's not because no one likes the French. I love their food.
Nobody likes the French.
They got a great lifestyle.
Nobody likes the French.
Je ne sais quoi.
Nobody likes the... I'm just kidding. If you're a French listener, I was just kidding.
Pourquoi?
Wow.
We need to drink more to get funny.
Whoa. It's like the episode title this week will be The Fucking Train Wreck.
The Train Wreck.
But it's all him. He's killing
the Prozac.
He's an asshole, isn't he?
I'm an asshole.
You are a little bit of an asshole.
Yes. But you know what? I'll admit that I'm an asshole when I'm being an asshole. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah,
you know
what?
Yeah. Don't be an asshole and then pretend like you're a nice guy.
That's
fair. Hate those fucking... what do you call them? What's the word? They're not aggressive. They're passive-aggressive
sons of bitches. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you if you're passive-aggressive.
I think that's why we get along so well, because we're so open and clear and okay with being assholes.
Well, that's it.
Sometimes it's funny.
Well, you like assholes.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey! I got you.
It took him a second to make sure he got it. Did I actually get him? Yes!
No, but like, if somebody comes up and says, yeah, you know, I'm Matt Lees and I'm an asshole, either you like it or you don't, if you don't, fuck off. You know...
Yeah,
that isn't that so much easier to deal with? Say, you know what? Yeah, you're not my cup of tea. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Right? Then someone who's like, hi, Matty Thumbs. Wow, why did they call you that? Wow. And then when you walk away, they go, that Matty Thumbs, eh? He's short. You know about these short people.
Such a little, just a little French guy.
Yeah, he's just a wee Frenchman.
No, he's no French. It's English, Scottish.
Talk into that, Mike. Thank you.
English. Scottish.
Into this part.
German.
Thank you. English, Scottish, German.
Finnish,
so
I think.
Finnish.
I think
Ooh.
So. Yeah.
Finland.
So you probably got a temper.
No, not really.
No.
Opposite of. I don't know why I even went temper. I hear German and I hear anger. You must not try to escape.
Maddie's the best guy to go out with. Because you can walk around and you can say, you know, if you keep fucking looking at me that way, that guy's going to come and whip your ass.
And it's him.
Yeah, it's him.
And you will?
And Matt will just look and go, hi. He'll wave his hand and say, hey.
But they're just assuming he's a little French dude. They're not offended. They're not afraid. And then he lays them out.
No, the people at 7-Eleven were terrified. They left the store, remember?
Sort of.
I don't know. We were on mushrooms.
Yeah, were you stink-eyeing people, though? Like, did you just go in as you, or were you giving them a dirty look?
I was building them up, too, eh? I was like, fuck, you shouldn't be looking at him that way, eh? And the guy's like, what do you mean? I said, oh, no. He's pissed. He's, you know, you probably shouldn't be hanging out here now. Fuck you, tell him, like, I didn't mean anything. I'm like, I don't know if I can now. I don't know if I can say anything to him.
Yeah,
I think he's full of rage.
At that time, I was just trying to keep standing.
Yeah. We got chased a few times.
So tell me about a time that I told you about when I got chased. Mm-hmm. And I got spun in a circle and thrown on my fat ass.
Oh, that was by the fuzz.
No, that was by the guy whose car I threw wood chips at.
Same thing.
And then the fuzz made me go outside and check for scratches, remember?
Mm.
So, well, that's pretty badass.
That's all right. The dude and my other buddy ran to a city bus. There's three of us running, three boys. So assume the three of us, okay? Somebody starts to chase us. We book it. I'm going to jump onto a bus and tell the bus driver that you guys are chasing me so that he'll drive away and leave you behind.
That's awesome.
That's the only reason that's I got caught.
That's a Danny Coors. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's
I was close do. Enough to him that I could have got on the bus with him.
But the bus and driver then, was like, no. That's awesome.
It was terrible. And because the fact that he even made eye contact with me as he picked a seat on the bus, I was like, that guy's an asshole too.
That's awesome.
He's probably watching me when I got spun in a circle and thrown down.
Well, you should have been faster, man.
I was chubby. What did you? I didn't know we were going to have to run.
Dude, you put down the guitar and you run a little more. That's all.
Listen, don't you talk to me about putting down the guitar.
Well, I'm just saying that if you're going to put yourself in a situation where the police are after you, Put down the guitar. Put down the guitar and do some training.
I should, because I'm getting fat. But yes, you should start training. Fuck you. You should start training too, motherfucker, because Tim's going to lay you out.
Tim's not going to do shit.
Listen, buddy.
I'm going to GSP him. Except I'll finish the fight.
Are you going to wear an Ed Hardy shirt after?
No. Oh, hey. I will not wear it. Listen, I won't wear anything unless I'm getting paid to wear a logo.
I'd wear Ed Hardy for money.
You know what? I don't give for money, if somebody's paying me, yeah.
It's a brand. Worn by all the big fucking muscle bound guys.
Big homos.
The California guys.
You've seen it. It's all the like really gaudy skulls and like tigers.
It looks like tattoo
eagles.
Work almost
yeah.
across the t-shirts.
Yeah,
Brett Michaels wears it.
Yeah.
He was wearing it this week.
There's a bunch. I think that the Facebook page got taken down.
Is it an anti?
It was anti Ed Hardy. It was, you know, thanks to Ed Hardy, now I can recognize idiots quickly. Like well, you know, all the fake tan guys, you know, they look like Oompa Loompas. I hope that Facebook page is still up. I don't think it is, though. Maybe.
Did you guys see the Facebook page that was, can this pickle get more fans than Nickelback?
Yeah, and it did.
And it did.
Yes. There's an onion ring that is going to get more fans than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Biebler. Or
who is that kid?
I don't know.
He's local, isn't he?
Alex TNT told me he's a douchebag.
Yo, what's up? It's Alex Tintinelli from Pocket City, and I'm here with Matt Lees from Legend in My Spare Time.
Oh, yeah?
So I thought I'm going to rest with that.
Do they hang out?
I have no idea. I don't really want to out anything that Alex may or may not have told me, other than Alex said he's a douche. Alex may not have even said that. I might just be assuming that he's a douche.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck? That kid's everywhere, though.
He's got a song with Ludacris, no?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. That is ludicrous.
It is.
Wrecked him.
Damn near killed him.
Oh, we say that. We say that so much.
I'm going to say it every episode.
Just to make sure that Big Love stays alive.
Yeah, well, he doesn't listen anymore. Neither does Dave K.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Dave who?
Dave K. And
who has a fucking Big letter Love of the alphabet as a last name? That's weird. Dave
well,
K. Who the fuck's
you know,
Dave
I'm
K.?
I'm going to out him right now. His real last name is
Balls.
I'm going to take that out.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because the only time the maddest I ever saw Dave K get was when somebody else told somebody else his last name.
Really?
And I'm talking like I remember him being like, why the fuck is my last name involved in that?
Was he going to get fired up enough to come back on the show and defend himself?
I'm just going to take it out.
You're a pussy too then.
Other than that,
liberal,
fuck you, Dave
K. Keep everyone happy, eh?
Listen.
Status quo. Like, don't make
listen,
waves.
Man, I don't want to offend Dave K any more than I want to offend you.
All right. No, I got love for Dave, too. I don't really want to offend him, but I figure since he's not here to defend himself, we can pick
yeah.
on him.
Fucking Dave K.
And,
you know who
and,
Dave
you know
K
what?
Is?
Yeah.
If
yeah,
it
he's
pisses
an asshole.
Him off enough to come on the show.
To put his lube down and come on in here?
That's right.
Stop Spider-Manning himself to sleep every night?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just saying, Dave. Reverend showed up every week, motherfucker. And you guys know what next week is?
Next week is Matt Lees versus the USA.
It is indeed. What I meant to say was next episode.
Oh,
is 20.
Woohoo!
It's got to be a celebration, right? A big number 20.
We're getting drunk now.
I know.
We might have to do a.
You're moving next week.
A 9.5. Yeah, but Matt's going to be in the States doing a show.
Yeah. That being said, if you need any help moving, man, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
When is it again?
Maybe the week you get back. I can push the date. Eh?
I'm gonna be
in
the States,
the date.
Man. That sucks.
You need to lose some weight. I can push the date. It's all good.
Why you gotta go with the weight thing again, man?
Hey, I'm. You brought it up.
You brought it up twice, though.
I brought it up once. I was just going.
I brought it up once. You mentioned it. We moved on. You got to bring it back up again and take an extra jab at me.
Shove a thumb in your ass.
I don't like the homo jokes. Okay. You know I don't like the fucking homo jokes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Are you even drinking?
I finished my beer. I have to drive shortly. I can't
so
drink
I.
anymore.
I'm on number six now.
Dude.
Pass it.
You're recording onto a show right now. You just confessed you're driving.
Yeah.
Why don't you read your license plate out, too?
D-O-9.
K. Oh, I don't know what I was going to spell there. F-U-C-K. So, yeah, next week is 20. Big fucking 20 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been on since 9.
Yeah, we got to do some kind of a celebration for 20.
Isn't it 25?
I think it's just 20.
Well, I think we just choose whatever we want to do.
I think it would have been 25 with the lost episodes because we lost a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But the next episode we post will definitely be episode 20.
Wow.
So we're going to have to try to get all the previous guests in here for a few minutes at a time.
That would be killer. If you could get everyone in.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough thing to do, eh?
Well, we'd have to have people in for like 5-10 minutes and then move them out of here. Bring the next guy in.
Yeah.
To celebrate 20 episodes. Or we should try to go real special and get Sean Stockholm in here.
I think Sean would come on.
I think Sean would be hilarious.
I think Sean would just laugh the whole time, though.
Yeah.
And say, you guys are out the
You
lunch.
Guys are messed. Yeah.
You guys have problems.
Yeah. Is there any more news on Big Papa Davies coming down?
Yeah, I brought it up to him, and he laughed a bit. But you know what? We're starting our work season soon. He's my employee, so it might just be a part of the job.
Sweet.
The job description is...
like, Dad, we got to go stop at this guy's house for an hour.
Big Papa's got to come down, drink some beers. I'm doing the driving anyways.
Can we refer to him as Big Papa Davies?
I call him Pops. Right. So, yeah, you can call him Pops, too.
All right. That sounds like fun. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. On a side tangent for a moment, one of our good friends, Mars Needs Podcast, hosted by one big motherfucker. Big fucking guy, JJ Hawkins.
Hello. Hi, I'm JJ.
How large is that mammal?
He's a big mammal, dude. He's a big man. He also has a heart to match. Very friendly, very cuddly big man. But he's
how
a big
fucking
man.
Sweet.
Like he looks
how
looks,
sweet of you to say that.
I'm sorry to do this, JJ, but he looks like Mick Foley and shit.
Okay.
Like he's a big brute looking
large
dude.
And yeah. Hairy.
But in reality he's a teddy bear. So anyway, there are two things I wanted to bring up. This week on his podcast, he had his old school co-host back, almost like a Dave K returning.
Okay.
Whose name is David Gallick.
I'm David.
And I wanted to just take a moment and shout out to David and tell him that I was very glad he was back on their show because I enjoy listening to his stories and shit. So I want him to hear us saying welcome back, basically.
Welcome back. What's the welcome back Cotter
back,
theme song?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Or the Mace song. Yeah, so Mr. Gallick, welcome back. I'm glad to hear you again.
So is he a permanent member or was he just doing it as a special guest?
No, I think he was pretty permanent. At one point he was going to do an episode of Legend with me. Myself, David Gallick, and JJ were going to talk about fucking theme parks and Disney World and shit.
All right, when you were flying solo.
Yeah, yeah.
When your previous co-host
dropped
me, the ball.
Fucking
eh?
let me die, yeah.
Or
you by yourself.
Yeah, I didn't have any guests, so I would use Skype and just connect with my friends across the states and get them to co-host.
Yeah.
Which was awesome of the guys to do it, but it's a lot more organic and shit when you got guys in the room with you and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But we had a lot of fun, but we were going to do that, so we never got to, but hopefully in the future we will. And today, JJ dissed me on Facebook, so fuck you, JJ.
What'd you say?
I don't even really want to talk about it, to be honest.
Bring it up.
I went on to JJ's page again. You know, sometimes I do nice things on Facebook.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, regarding your most previous episode, I was really happy to hear David back. I'm trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, Mr. Blake Northern, who's one of our listeners from Texas,
okay,
goes onto my Facebook page and writes, Matt Lees loves Wiener. What the hell did I do
that? That he
this
does,
guy?
Blake. That he does.
And Blake has also chased me around in other previous posts. Because Zach, who I'm going to see, has been having plumbing issues at home. And just made her, I was like, oh, 10 days.
Viagra. He needs Viagra.
That's not that kind of plumbing issue.
Oh, okay.
But he basically was like, oh, you know, I made a reference to 10 days until I leave. And he was like, maybe I'll have a working bathroom by then. To which Northern is like, oh, don't worry, Canadian shit outside anyway.
Yeah, it just freezes.
What the fuck did I do to this guy? Keeps coming at me.
Dude, once you leave the igloo and you drop your load, it just freezes. You use it as weaponry.
So anyway, I get fucking Northern's post saying Matt Lees loves Wiener. To which I see JJ responded, and I'm thinking, you know what? JJ's coming to my rescue here. He's going to stick up for me. No, no. He corrects him by saying, actually, Matt loves my Wiener.
Ha ha!
So fuck
oh, come
you.
On.
Fuck
As
you.
If you wouldn't, if somebody trashed me on Facebook, you would give them the thumbs up, the like. You would hit the like button, and then you would say something even more evil than the last person.
I'm insulted by that.
It's what you do.
That you think that I would ever be crass or malicious on Facebook.
Oh, hey, it's the same thing
just
I do to you.
Just fucking offends me.
It's the same thing I do to you.
It's true.
I'd call you a pussy.
I'd throw you under the bus. That's right.
You did call me a pussy not
when?
Too long ago.
I did not. What did I do?
I don't know why. You called me a pussy, though.
This Facebook portion is brought to you by Facebook. Oh, yeah. If you guys want to add us to Facebook, it's always interesting because I'm always getting myself in trouble.
Yeah.
Always.
That was pretty funny how it played out with Big Chief, Brown Thunder.
Yeah, he was cool with it. He didn't really remember it.
No. Well, man, that day he was fired up.
You see why? He tried to deny that he was wearing Birkenstocks.
Man, he was wearing Jesus sandals. Whichever way you look at it, he's...
I think I know what you mean.
He's East Indian, but he dresses like a native Indian. So it's like he's traded in the dots for the feathers, you know?
It's a big fucking dude. Looks kind of like The Undertaker.
I wouldn't say that to his face, but...
You did last week, though. You called him a fucking big Indian.
He's the FBI. Tell me he's not a fucking big Indian.
He is, I know. And then he refers to himself as Brown Thunder.
No, I gave him that.
But he did... Okay, he referred to him as the chocolate shake then.
Yeah,
at the very opening, he referred to himself as the chocolate shake.
The funniest thing he always says is, all I got to do is stay brown and die.
Oh, Dan will be back once again soon.
And then when he asks, or he'll ask me a question, and I'll say, oh, I don't know about this. I got to do that, right? I'll say, oh, I got to do that. He'll say, Jeff, all you got to do is stay white and die. He's pretty funny.
Reverend, all you got to do is stay holy, man.
That's all I got to do is stay honky.
Stay honky. Keep it tight for the Legend Crew.
Word.
Did you register for PopSyndicate.com yet?
What is PopSyndicate.com?
We talked about it before, motherfucker. It's the forum that you're supposed to go sign up for.
Oh, I was probably drunk.
Okay, you're going to go to PopSyndicate.com.
Yes.
Folks at home as well. You're going to look for...
Matt Thumbs, don't forget.
Right, yes. You're going to look for podcasts, and you're going to look for Misinformation Podcast, which is, of course, our brother cast.
Mm-hmm.
In their board, there is a section for Legend in My Spare Time. So get involved if you guys are listeners of us. Get involved not just in our thread. Go into all of them. Pitch in, chip in, whatever you want. You know, get involved. Let's have a community going because I think you know we have a lot. I think we share a lot of listeners. So
I think so.
PopSyndicate.com.
Put the texting down into the mic, motherfucker.
How do you spell it? I'm writing myself a memo. So
oh, okay. See, you're better
person
than me.
Yeah, you should try that, prick.
If I had one of those high-tech phones, I would.
You should get a real phone.
You can't leave memos on your phone?
Dude can't even read text on his phone.
I can't receive picture text. I can't do anything.
I draw him a nice big cock, send it to him, he doesn't get it.
Drew it?
All that work, yeah. This click. No, that would have been a tiny cock.
This is what Matt Lees does in his spare time.
So it's P-O-P...
Yeah.
Syndicate.
S-Y-N-D-I.
Y? N-D. Hi, C-A-T-E. Syndicate. Did you get that?
I got it enough.
.com.
I was hoping that the emo gangster would come out there and drop it like it's hot.
Yo, the emo gangster is only involved when Neurotic is involved.
Okay.
Although I did play a show with Neurotic yesterday in which I busted out the two-step.
Did you really?
Danced across the stage and shit.
Why didn't I know you were playing a show with him?
I told you, but you went to watch UFC.
No, yesterday was Sunday.
Not yesterday, last Saturday, cockknocker.
Oh, the Easter Saturday.
Yeah, no, the one, I don't know. Like last Saturday.
Oh, I did a show. No,
yeah, no,
I did
and
a
then
show at Kennedy's.
You were packed up by 11. I didn't play till 12:30. Did
you
come
see me?
Tell me
you were on at 12:30?
I told you! And you picked UFC. I'm just saying.
I was doing public relations with the bar I was going to play at, so I was
We're just
going to
call it even.
Matty Thumbs was there.
It's your fault.
Yep.
We're just going to call it even for the time I no-showed for you to watch WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
Cool. Done. That's how men handle things.
Deal.
Oh, Matty Thumbs. Careful now.
You're looking at, he's probably got all the figures. He's probably on par with you and your Transformers collection.
Wait.
Them rubber ones?
No, not it. The next generation after the rubber ones.
Okay, I just want to say that I have never met anyone that has a bigger Transformer collection than Matty Thumbs.
Okay.
Noel Kerrigan on the podcast.
Yeah, he has a bigger one than me.
Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, we are right now visual jokes on a podcast.
Is that what those two guys holding hands?
No, that's that's the Goonies guy. That's Corey Feldman right there.
Is it?
Which one is Corey Feldman?
The one on the fucking your
the fat one or the thin one?
The thin one. That's the other one. You guys don't know the Goonies?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick, who's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like Corey Haim, right?
Doesn't look like either of them.
Well, when you've had a couple more beers, it looks like Corey Haim.
Or when you're the Reverend.
Legion of Doom and Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah,
you guys get the point.
Do they do stuff like action?
Yeah, like Roddy Piper has...
All I got to say is that the original figures that came out for wrestling were the biggest fucking ripoff ever.
Rubber things?
Yeah, the rubber ones. On the original commercial... It looked like you could move them and pose them and do all these like great things with them. Then when you bought the motherfucking thing, it didn't move. You could not stretch. The only thing you could do is melt them.
Commentate this for me, Reverend.
Matt is now playing with his toys.
You know, why you got it? But be the commentator. This is Animal and this is Hot Rod. Commentate the match for me.
Okay, the guy with the face paint is going to throw the guy with the dress. And he hit the ground. No, I love Rowdy Roddy Piper.
One, two, three. It's over, folks.
That's how I'm going to beat Tim, probably.
Oh.
I might just throw him right out of the ring, though.
Yeah, pick him up over your head and spin him in a circle and then throw him.
I think I might have.
Throw him into his friends and family members.
I don't know. Actually, maybe we should take a poll. What finishing move should I do to Tim?
Oh, that's cocky. How should I finish Tim?
Yeah, should it be like maybe what was Triple H's move?
The pedigree.
Yeah, the pedigree.
So you're gonna kick him. You're gonna kick him in the belly, and then when he bends over, you're gonna stick your head under his head under your nuts.
Yeah, I know. And then
which Tim will love it.
And then jump down on his face.
Right.
But then my balls are gonna hit the back of his head. I don't want that to happen.
But it's the ultimate disrespect in his case.
Can I do a reversal of that? What would be a reversal of
that? A reversal of that would be teabagging him.
Yeah.
No, that is the teabag. No, reverse. So that my ass falls on his head, not my balls.
I don't like it. Why don't you just go old school and give him like a fucking choke slam? Or a power bomb.
I can do either or.
Power bomb. Okay, so you start with the pedigree, so he's under here. But then you pick him up. Mm-hmm. Fucking throw him on his head.
Yeah, that was always my favorite.
So the power bomb
Kevin
is it.
Kevin Nash was the...
That's
that,
right.
Yeah.
So what
or
we're going to...
Diesel.
Diesel. That yeah. Name. That's... No, Scott Hall. Yeah, Scott Hall was Rezo Ramon.
Rezo Ramon.
So, folks, for those of you, just to remind you, the Reverend and Tim Van Boss are going to... It's going to happen, folks. A match is in the works.
Yep.
So, we basically want you guys... Or the Reverend wants... Because I think the Reverend's going to get his ass beat. I'm just saying. The Reverend wants to know how you folks at home would like him to finish Van Boss during their match.
That's right.
Pick a wrestling move. Pick a wrestling hold. Email
any
it to hold, us.
Any move.
Yep. Legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. And the most popular vote... That's how the Reverend will finish him.
That's right. I'm not very flexible, so high kicks are tough.
All right, I should get Zach
I'm
to
no,
send you.
I'm no Van Dam.
Zach apparently has a finishing move that involves... He said,
I'm not going to do any sex moves. I'm not going to
no,
do
No, that's Weller.
What is it? The
Gypsy
the
Cabbage.
Fucking, the Irish Cannonball or whatever you
no,
called
that
it.
No, that was Bangkok Dangerous. Yeah. And the first one was Gypsy Cabbage.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the Nick Cage.
No, man, that's Weller. Zach's finishing move, when he threatened me because we were going to have a tag team match,
He
said, "You're going to hate my finishing move. I hope you eat a lot of fiber."
The only thing I would do is maybe the
really
Rikishi ass and face move.
That was Yokozuna.
No, that was Rikishi too.
Oh, when he used to... His bare ass hanging out? See, you know more about wrestling than you let on, motherfucker.
I know bits and pieces. That's because I used to hang...
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you, okay, well, before the Reverend was a married man, I used to have a Monday night girlfriend that would fellate me. So I would go over to her place, and while wrestling was on, I would receive a blowjob. And I'd watch wrestling. It was a win-win situation.
Wrestling's
then
on
I
for,
went home.
Wrestling's on for 3 hours. What did you do the rest of the time?
I usually showed up late. I just wanted to see the main event.
Fair enough. You used Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
I'm kind of offended.
It was kind of cool though, because I would always show up. I would turn on the wrestling, and because I really couldn't stand to talk to the girl. So,
oh, we're right back where we started. No, it's nice to finish on something insulting usually. So, you know, that being said...
Well, you know, if you're insulted by that, maybe you should kick a bass player out. I don't know.
Oh!
Hey-o!
Oh! All right, so anything to close with, Matty Thumbs?
No, I guess not.
All right.
I can't think of anything.
What is the wittiest thing you can think of right now?
Go.
One, two,
right
three.
Now.
When in doubt, cock and ball jokes.
Cock
ready?
And ball jokes.
Ready? Go. Yeah, all right, fair enough. Watch what happens. He does the same thing, except you start to smell smoke. Reverend, say something funny. Go.
If you can't be decent, at least be sanitary.
That's the Andy Kennedy 316.
Wash
did,
your
did
hands.
Did you hear about that actress that stabbed her boyfriend?
No.
No, who was that? Reese Witherspoon?
No, with a knife.
Yes! He had us
does
both.
Does it smell like Up Dog in here?
Dude, what?
Does it smell like Up Dog in here?
You're so pretty.
You're supposed to say, what's up, dog? And I go, not much. What's up for you? Yeah, it didn't work for Michael Scott on The Office either. I know.
He had us here. We were at the peak. The perfect closing moment. And then... The Reverend fucking Handicap over here decides he's going to get in and be funny too.
Time for another beer.
And now we're fucked. So now what? See, now we're a train wreck. Look at this. We're coming to a screeching halt.
Funny.
Say something. Come on,
Matt.
There's an American. First day of school in the United States, and the American teacher says to her class, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? And this one girl says, I want to be like my uncles. I want to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher's kind of offended, and she's like, well, you shouldn't want to be something just because your uncles or something. I mean, what if your uncles were shitty hockey players? Would you want to be them? She's like, no. Well, then clearly I'd want to be American. Hey-o! That's for you, folks. So Matt Lees is on the road next week. So it may be an additional week until you get episode 20. But.
I think we're going to make episode 20 a real deal.
We really are.
Holyfield,
we're going to have some fun. That's right. So stay tuned, folks, for episode 20 coming soon. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. There's the Facebook group. There's the Blogspot page, legendinmypodcast.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. And coming soon to YouTube. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Anything else, douchebag?
No. I think we've covered all the bases tonight.
We have.
We ragged on the band that kicked Tim out.
Yeah, we ragged on Tim.
We ragged on Tim a bit, although, fuck, that guy is liberal, eh?
Yeah, we're going to have to get him in here and get him drunk.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not buying the liberal thing. He's trying to build bridges.
Yeah, horseshit.
Or keep bridges up.
Yeah, horseshit.
You know what? When the flood's coming in, baby.
It's true.
Take it like New Orleans.
I mean, I mean, they did keep rebuilding that bridge over the River Kwai, right?
Did they?
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's the River Kwai.
Fuck, man, isn't it in Vietnam and during the war, the Americans or whatever, the good guys, used it to get supplies back and forth?
Okay.
And the Charlie would blow up the bridge every single day or whatever, and then we would just build it back up again and keep using it. And I guess it was like, they ain't going to tell us what to do. But I guess
fuck
maybe...
Fuck him, I'm building the bridge anyways.
Maybe Tim's trying to just River Kwai that shit and not...
Well, he said these guys are his friends. So I understand that, but you know what? My friends understand when I tell them to fuck off, too.
Yeah, right.
And you know what? You did something dirty, so fuck you in the air.
Like,
you know,
if AK...
That's the way I see it.
If AK came to you and said, you have to stop doing the podcast for the sake of the band.
Yeah, take it in the ear.
Would you? You wouldn't quit?
No, hell no.
What if I told you to quit your band for the good of the podcast? Same deal.
I'd probably tell you, yeah. I'd cool. open it up.
Fair enough.
Fuck you in the ear personally.
Fair enough. You probably would, too. Dirty bastard. That's enough! We're over again!
No, we're not. We got until the end.
Oh.
Don't we?
Yeah, look at that. Let's all just sit here and watch the file come to an end.
Tick tock.
As our listeners just fucking sit there and listen.
Tick tock. Tick
tock. Okay, enough of this shit. I'll fade the music up. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Reverend Dam Davies.
I'm Matt motherfucking Lees. Look at me. I'm a guitar player. I play Sinead O'Connor.
I'm the Reverend. You're like fucking Tarzan and shit when you play your. Sometimes I get.
You sing like a girl.
I'm the Reverend Dam Davies. Sometimes I think people are laughing at me.
I'm Matt Lees. I'm an asshole. Fuck you.
Very, very accurate.
Yeah,
and
actually,
you, sir?
That was not so bad.
Your name and where you're calling from.
Matt Thumbs, yeah.
Matty Thumbs.
Matty Thumbs has been our chaperone.
That's right.
For the episode,
will you come back another time?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Get the fuck off my podcast, people.
Legend in my
see you next time.
Star!
Goodbye.
Motherfucker. So you might as well quit. If you haven't got it, put him in the ring, Joe. Look at what you found. We can use a fun joke pushing him around. Now show him the ropes and destroy his hopes. Put him in the ring, Joe. Give the guy a chance. Let him do a sting, Joe. We can make him dance. We'll cut him to bits. Then he'll call it quits for sure. Boxer, wanna be the champ. There's a golden boy inside you, not a punched out tramp. If you listen and you learn, there's honor you can earn.